And on the telephone with us this morning is Dr. Angela Hultz from the Cornerstone Family Health Center. And I imagine we're probably going to talk about COVID-19. Good morning, doctor.
Everyone, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. How are you this morning?
Great, thank you.
That's good. COVID-19, oh my goodness, what a mess, huh?
Yes.
Oh Lord! So you must be busy at during this time at the Cornerstone Family Health Center.
Yes, we are. We have a large population of outpatients, and we've been helping to evaluate our patients that potentially could be diverted from the hospital and having unnecessary emergency room visits. We've been testing patients both for the virus and for antibodies. And Cornerstone has really taken a lead in a collaborative relationship with the local hospitals, OMC, St. Luke's, Bon Secours, in helping people get tested.
Let me ask you a question. Can anybody come in to be tested to Cornerstone Family Health Center?
Yes, anyone can be tested. You would need an appointment, a screening exam, before you actually come here to get tested. And we arrange that via telehealth, which is one of the best things, I think, to have happened with the beginning of this epidemic. We really made this great transition to telemedicine, which allows us to connect with our patients on a larger scale without actually having to bring them in.
With all this that's going on, how many patients do you see like on a daily basis at this point?
For testing purposes, we have two runs, one at 10 a.m. and one at 2 p.m., and each time, I would say that we test about 25 to 30 patients, and that is just for the COVID antibody, the COVID infection. That involves a nasal swab. And at that time, we also check their pulse ox and make sure that they're stable. We do a brief screening, and I think the best thing to have happened on the healthcare front is the collaboration between different healthcare organizations. For example, when we have patients that we're testing, if we have to divert a patient over to the hospital, we'll just call up the hospital, let them know we have a patient who's potentially unstable. And rather than bringing them in to the emergency room where they could potentially infect people, we have a direct diversion plan. So this way they meet them at the front door, they bring them right in, they're masked, and everyone is protected, and they could obtain the immediate care that they should have.
So if someone is experiencing the symptoms of COVID-19, what is the number for them to call to make an appointment?
If you're interested in receiving an antibody test or a COVID-19 virus test, please call Cornerstone Family Healthcare at 845-563-8000. And that will put you in touch with someone who could schedule an appointment for you for telemedicine.
Is antibody testing different from COVID-19 testing?
It is, Van. Because COVID-19 will tell you if whether or not you have the virus.
Right.
Now, that's not 100% accurate. The antibody test is a little different because it'll tell you if whether or not you've had exposure to the virus without even knowing. So, for example, you had a viral illness back in February before everyone was aware, you stayed home, you didn't think anything of it, and you thought it was the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're looking back on it, and you want to know, well, was that really COVID-19? So what you can do is come in, have your antibodies tested, and that gives you a better idea of whether or not it was COVID-19 or
uh-huh.
the flu.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, doctor. For someone like myself, who has not had any symptoms whatsoever, is it worth it to still get tested?
I definitely think it is, because from an epidemiological point of view, what we do is we track the numbers, and it gives us an idea of how prevalent it is in the community.
Wow. You know what? That kind of makes sense, actually. I have a neighbor across the street from mine who has also had no symptoms whatsoever, but he and his wife got tested, and it, you know, turns out that they were both okay. But I guess it's worth it to know, right?
I think it is, because knowledge is power, and that's what our patients want. They want the ability to know if they had exposure. And with all the exposure that I had, I was out there swabbing and testing.
Right.
I did the antibody testing, and I'm negative. And, you know, that makes me think, you know, I definitely have to keep my guard up.
Yes.
I definitely have to maintain my social distancing, wearing my mask, being very diligent about that.
You know, that's one thing I do when I go out. If I'm going to be amongst people, example, i.e. going to a store to pick up some groceries or whatever the case may be, when I go out in public, I don't take any chances. I put the mask on and I put gloves on.
Yes, the best thing to do is maintain your social distancing, frequent hand washing, wear your face mask, make sure that you're protecting not only yourself but other people who could be very vulnerable. Now, if you have the antibodies, it does not necessarily mean that you have immunity. And because this is a new virus, we're learning more and more about it every day.
Yeah.
However, if you do test positive for the antibodies, you still have to maintain your precautions, because we're not sure if whether or not this virus is going to behave like other viruses, where if you have antibodies, that in fact will give you the immunity to the virus for subsequent infection.
You know, I did a story on the air earlier this morning after I first went on about, this was in another state, okay? Bunch of people had a party. They had a COVID-19 party. Nobody wore masks or gloves. And as a result, quite a few people who came to that party, you know, they were all right next to each other. They were touching each other. Quite a few people came down with COVID-19. I mean, I can't believe with what's going on in our country and around the world that people would do such a thing. It, you know, it's stuff like that that's going to take us longer to get rid of this.
Exactly. Exactly. So when that ban is lifted, I hope everyone is very, very cautious. When you get invited to that party that is going to celebrate the lifting of the restrictions, just say no.
Really? Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, doctor. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I just want to give a shout out to all of the healthcare workers, and not just the healthcare workers, but the people who show up to work every day, the taxi cab drivers, the people who have been cleaning, the people in the grocery stores, the people who are delivering your mail and your packages, and they've just been so amazing, and the communities have been so amazing in supporting the essential workers.
I think.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
everyone.
You're. Yeah. You know what? I hear this constantly, that for the most part, people are following the guidelines. I know one of the supermarkets that I go to get our food, my wife and I, if you look at the cashiers, everybody that goes through, when they're done, before the next person is allowed to come through, they spray and wipe everything down, the conveyor belt, everything. And, you know, this is a really good safety precaution to take.
Yes. We've been maintaining a lot of safety precautions here at Cornerstone to meet people where they're at, to alleviate their fears. So some people have been afraid to get their children vaccinated, and they really didn't want to get out of the car. So we would meet them in the car and give their child the vaccinations that they needed.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
We've been maintaining a building that is what we call our clean building, so
yeah.
No acute sick visits. Just well visits, making sure that people with diabetes and hypertension are still being treated. It's really important, everyone, not to neglect your chronic care needs in this era of coronavirus. Please make sure that you're keeping up to date on your medications and your well care visits. It's very important.
Doctor, thank you so much for talking with us. And I just want to say thank you to you and your entire staff at Cornerstone Family Health Center for doing everything that you do.
Thank you, Van. Thank you, everyone.
All right, Doctor. Have a great day and a great weekend. Stay safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.